Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for the second day of 2024. It's January 2nd. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome back from your long, long break. Did it seem long enough? I don't know about you, but for me, it wasn't long enough because I worked most of it and I didn't get as much done as I had hoped. So I'm ready for a Christmas break now, but apparently it's gone. It's over. And here we are in 2024, the year of hell, apparently, that's coming our way. And I want to play a little video for you here, just 30 seconds or so, as proof that the total zombification of humanity is now complete. Check this out. This is the New Year's Eve countdown. Looks like it's in Paris. Check this out. So here we are, New Year's Eve, and there's not a single human being watching this event with their own eyes. It's the countdown, and boom, it's New Year's Eve in Paris. And they're all zombies. Look at them. Every single person with a trackable Google or Apple device, every single person, they... Yeah. Oh my goodness. The zombies are all in unison here, worshiping their electronic gods. All right. Enough of that. You wouldn't have seen this 10 or 15 years ago. It's funny. I went back and I had a copy of a TV series back from 2006 called Jericho. You remember that series where there was a nuclear war? Nuclear bombs had gone off in multiple U.S. cities. And there was this small town in, I guess, West Kansas that the whole story centers around, and how they were going to survive and beat the radiation and have food supplies and work out problems with each other and so on. And the most notable thing about that whole series is that all the young people weren't carrying around mobile phones all the time in their back pockets, typically, or right in their faces. The youth in that series, just 2006... they actually use their eyeballs to see the world around them. Yeah, it was amazing. And also the other thing that was funny about that series is that they were really freaked out over just one person dying or one female character having to shoot someone in self-defense. And it was all this drama. Oh my God, have you ever shot someone? You know, and it was like, man, how times have changed. These days, no one would give it a second thought. There's so much just random violence in society today. You know, if a woman shoots somebody defending herself, it's like, next, you know, that's not even newsworthy anymore. But it was in 2006. It just tells you how much things have changed. Well, I've got some really great items for you today. I'm going to read a couple of my social media posts for you that I think you will appreciate. And then I've got a couple of lists here. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to all of them. I really should. The biggest media lies of 2023... And let's see. Oh, yeah. Alarming trends for 2024. I better just get through these. Let me start with some of the tweets. All right. Yeah. Here we go. I posted this on Telegram and Brighttown.social and X and everywhere else. Realize that the present day clown show of transgender admirals and high ranking military personnel in Space Force, Navy, Air Force, etc., is not just seen by the entire world as a clear sign of the imminent collapse of the U.S. empire. It's that for all history yet to unfold across all future nations, generations, and civilizations, the United States of America, circa 2020 through 2025, will be forever seen as a collapsing empire characterized by mass mental illness of its citizens, government, and military leaders. All of it most likely stemming from the utter lack of behavioral discipline due to limitless currency printing and the abandonment of fiscal sanity. When the U.S. empire's collapse is complete, it will be forever showcased for centuries to come as the inflection point where hundreds of millions of human beings utterly lost their damn minds and went insane, then demanded everybody else embrace their insanity or be censored and rejected. You are currently living through one of the sickest, most twisted chapters in human history, where reason became treason, and mentally ill psychopaths ruled the largest military force on planet Earth while trying to start a global nuclear war as some sort of planetary-scale suicide mission pushed by a cult of lunatics who believe men can have babies, carbon dioxide is bad for plants, and that children's mental health challenges can be fixed through genitalia mutilation surgeries. Do not make the mistake for a single minute of thinking that what you are witnessing in the world around you today is normal. It's not. It's so utterly abnormal that it will define abnormality for centuries to come. There you go. One of my posts. I don't post little short things, little cutesy short things like, I love pickles. No, that's not me. I'm going to give you a couple of paragraphs. And I don't know if you've seen this new Space Force, I don't know, Lieutenant Colonel or whatever, I don't know the rank, this biological man pretending to be a woman. So, you know, this transgender Space Force person. And I was thinking, there was a movie in the 1980s, a comedy film starring Rick Moranis and John Candy, and it was called Spaceballs. And I was really thinking that this would be the best name for Space Force now that it's being run by trannies. It should be called Spaceballs. Balls in space, you know, or the space between your balls, the space between your ears, the balls between your ears, you know, depending on what they have going on in the basement of Space Force. But the point is, John Candy and Rick Moranis had this really funny film where Rick Moranis was dressed up like a funny looking Darth Vader with this enormous Vader helmet. And John Candy played a giant dog as a kind of a satire on Chewbacca from Star Wars. And they flew around outer space in a Winnebago that could do warp speed. It was like a space RV. And it was, of course, slapstick comedy, but that's what Space Force and, in fact, the entire upper ranks of the U.S. military have become right now, is some kind of weird slapstick comedy. Most of it, with these trannies, would qualify as a Saturday Night Live comedy skit in the 1980s. I mean, they actually had skits on SNL back then. Remember Pat? And like, you know, who is Pat? Is Pat a guy or a girl? Like, you were always left wondering. And this, they were making fun of someone who was gender ambiguous at the time. Well, those days are long gone. Now it's a biological man pretending to be a woman and running Space Force. So I say, let's just call it Spaceballs and just complete the circle on this clown show. Spaceballs!
There it is, Planet Druidian. And underneath the air shield, 10,000 years of fresh air. We must get through that air shield.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we can force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the air shield, thereby destroying Planet Druidia and saving Planet Spaceball.
Everybody got that?
Spaceballs, the movie.
Princess Vespa spaceship within range, sir.
Good.
What's going on?
It's either the 4th of July, or someone's trying to kill us.
Now we will show her who is in charge of this galaxy.
If you do not give me the combination to the air shield, Dr. Slotkin will give your daughter back her old nose.
No!
Only one man and his trusted companion can save Planet Druidia from disaster.
Okay, Eagle 5, coming in.
Lone Star.
First, they must learn the secrets of yogurt.
Yogurt? I am the keeper of a greater magic.
The Force?
No, the Schwartz.
Avoid capture on a distant planet.
Tell them to comb the desert, you hear me? Comb the desert!
Found anything yet?
We ain't found...
Battle the entire Spaceball Army.
Shut my ear!
Holy!
And escape the clutches of Dark Helmet.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Abandon ship! Proceed to escape pods!
What the hell's the matter with this seatbelt?
When does this happen in the movie?
me, Paul!
Spaceballs, the movie.
How do I know you're not making faces at me under that thing?
All right, that was the Spaceballs trailer there. Mel Brooks movie from 1987. All right, another social media post I put out. As we enter 2024, it's important to remember all the ways Democrats have cheated in previous elections. Removing Trump from the ballots in two states, Colorado and Maine. Censoring public debate by deplatforming Trump supporters and conservatives. Pushing a pandemic to promote mail-in ballots that permit widespread vote fraud. Orchestrating absolute censorship of news that's damaging to Democrats, such as Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020. Remember that? Or what was it? 17 intelligence agencies said that the story of Hunter Biden's laptop was, quote, Russian disinformation. No, it wasn't. That was disinformation. But that's what the entire mainstream media reported. I mean, that's just one of 1,000 examples of the entire corporate media pushing misinformation, disinformation, journalistic malpractice, knowingly pushing fraud. And yet they're the ones that are considered, you know, quote, authoritative sources, right? It's such a joke. Next item, ballot harvesting operations using ballot mules to deliver illegitimate ballots to election centers, making sure voter ID is never required in certain areas, allowing illegals to vote, scanning the same fraudulent ballots over and over again until they achieve their desired victory count, faking a water main breakage and pretending to shut down vote counting so everybody would go home. And then they wake up the next day and discover hundreds of thousands of new votes were fabricated for Democrats. Remember that? The surge in the middle of the night. Suddenly the blue line leaped over the top of the red line. Huh, what in? Joe Biden won. All of a sudden at 4 in the morning, Joe Biden won. Magically amazing. Criminally charging their political opponents for daring to question rigged elections. That's what they're doing to Trump right now. Staging the entire January 6th false flag insurrection event to halt any challenge to the stolen 2020 election and paint all conservatives as terrorists. Kicking Republican election integrity watchers out of vote counting centers to make sure Democrats can cheat with no oversight. And then colluding with corporate media to push outright lies that help the Democrats, such as claiming the border is secure or there's no inflation or other crazy, insane lies. So there you go. Just reminding everybody that you're not even living in a democracy or a constitutional republic. You're living in a rigged authoritarian system right now, obviously. You know, as we enter 2024, we can probably look forward to a whole new year of new lies from the corporate media, right? It's kind of worthwhile to review some of the biggest media lies of 2023. And I posed this question on X, asking people to offer some suggestions and some good ones, and also some things I thought of beforehand. And just going to go through just a few items here. The biggest media lies of 2023, just to remind you how much the media lies. And some obvious ones here, like, oh, there's no inflation. What an incredible lie, because you can confirm there's inflation yourself every time you shop for food. Do they think people have forgotten what they used to pay a year ago for food? And whether you buy food at the grocery store or buy at a restaurant, you know prices have gone sky high in the last year. Of course, there's inflation and a lot of other things, too. Spare parts, for example, consumer goods, clothing, you know, you name it. Travel, right? I mean, everything's more expensive, it seems. So, yeah, there's lots of inflation, but the media just lies to your face. They also lie about the border, obviously. They say, oh, there's no open border. There's no invasion. There's no problem. The border's secure. We even had Alejandro Mayorkas there at the border telling us the border's secure. It's all good. It's fine. Everything's good. And yet we're finding out that there are now 300,000 illegals per month coming across the border. 300,000 a month, folks. I mean, how insane is, I mean, what is that? 3.6 million in a year coming across the border? Mostly military aged men. And this is not considered a crisis by the media, you know, the mainstream media. nor is it considered a crisis by anyone in charge in Washington, D.C. This is all going according to plan. What plan is that? Oh, the replacement plan. You're being replaced. The American people are being replaced, and it's all just happening by denials. Oh, there's no problem until one day you're totally replaced. And it's like, oh yeah, we just lied to you. Yeah, but it's too late. You've been replaced. Uh-huh. All right. Another media lie of 2023 is that Ukraine is winning and Ukraine has just about defeated Russia, and Ukraine's counteroffensive is going to take back all that land, you know, the Donbass region, the southeastern portion of Ukraine, all the way to the sea, including Crimea, going to take it all back and send the Russians whimpering home with their tails between their legs. None of that happened. Ukraine didn't win in 2023. In fact, Ukraine, you know, sadly, Ukraine got defeated in 2023. And it's not looking good for NATO, for America, or Ukraine for 2024. Because Russia clearly has the upper hand in terms of its military presence and weapons, equipment, manpower, skills, technology, all of it. Not to mention its proximity. You know, it's right in its own, you know, backyard there, so to speak. I mean, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, you know, before 1991. I mean, the railroad tracks in Ukraine are still Russian width railroad tracks. You know, I mean, the Russians can roll their trains right into eastern Ukraine and the trains fit, whereas, you know, Western European trains don't fit on Ukraine's train tracks because they're Russian widths. I don't know if you knew that, but the trains are different. You can't, you know, you can't have Russian trains on like British train tracks. And the Russian train tracks are a little bit wider, by the way. It gives them more stability, makes the trains less likely to, you know, tip over. In any case, that was one of the big media lies of 2023. Another one involving war, another big lie was that Hamas baked Israeli babies in ovens. And there are all these other outrageous lies, none of which could be proven, no evidence whatsoever. Oh, that Hamas beheaded 40 Israeli babies and carried out all these rapes and beheadings and baking. And it was all made up. It's just, they just lie the same way that, you know, Zelensky lies out of Ukraine, just make up anything for propaganda purposes to try to manipulate people emotionally to support your side of the war. That's what that was all about. And of course, Israeli's propaganda ministry is just as active and desperate as Ukraine's propaganda ministry or America's propaganda ministry or Canada's propaganda ministry. And, you know, of course, Russia has its own propaganda ministry as well. And no doubt there are all kinds of things that Russia said that aren't factually true either. I mean, this is what happens in war. There's so much propaganda. But it's foolish to believe the lies of the West when it's obviously just so much fiction again and again and again. But the media loves to report fiction because the corporate media is all total disinformation. They're going to cover up the crimes of the Bidens. They're going to make up new crimes for Trump. They're going to claim Ukraine is winning. Russia is losing. Israel is filled with angelic, wonderful people with wings. They have wings and halos. They're so amazing. They can do no wrong. And when they bomb civilians in Gaza, it's an angelic act, according to the corporate media. So that's very characteristic of 2023. Here's another big media lie of the year, that athletes dying on the field is totally normal, they said. Dying on football fields and soccer fields and cricket fields and baseball fields, just dropping dead all over the place, young athletes. You know, 23 years old, 27 years old, 19 years old, high school football, college wrestling, whatever. They're dropping dead like flies everywhere. Oh, totally normal. That's what we've been told. Never happened before the COVID shots. But now we are told that it's completely normal. Yeah, another giant lie, which also reminds me of another media lie, is that men can become women and that those newly formed women can compete with other women on women's teams. And it's totally all good, we're told. Because these biological men who pretend to be women, they don't have any advantage. Why would you think they have an advantage? They just keep winning the gold and the silver and the bronze and displacing all the biological women on the swimming team and the cycling team and the track team and the wrestling team and the boxing ring, everything, weightlifting, you know. Yeah, they're transgender women, you know, biological men, taking all the weightlifting medals and breaking their records. And everybody just looks at it and says, well, yeah, must be a woman. I mean, that dude's got a ball sack like the size of your head. That's not a woman. That is a big, hairy, stinky, hulking ape of a man who's lifting, you know, 600 pounds over his head or whatever. That's not a woman. If you can't figure out that that's not a woman, you're hopeless. I mean, my goodness, that is so far from being a woman that it's laughable that you could even say that's a woman. I mean, one of that guy's legs weighs more than the average woman. If you were to weigh his leg separately for some reason, I don't know why I thought of that, but if you just throw a wig on a big hulking, hairy, stinky male weightlifter, I'm sure that sentence is offending someone. If you throw a wig on him, does that make him a woman? If he says he's a woman, does that make him a woman? Well, of course not. But the media lies to you as usual and says that's a woman. That's an actual woman. And it's a courageous woman, you know, such courage for coming out and lifting 600 pounds and breaking all the women's records by pretending to be a woman. Yeah. Woo. Another big media lie of 2023 is that they claim that Trump is a threat to democracy. Why? Because he questioned their rigged elections. So Trump's the threat to democracy. And so in order to make sure that Trump can't destroy democracy, the Democrats have to destroy it first by removing Trump from all the ballots and making sure that the American people don't even have the opportunity to vote for him, even if they wanted to, because protecting democracy means denying democracy if you're a Democrat, which is, of course, the ultimate satire name for a political party that has rejected democracy. I mean, frankly, at this point, it should be labeled fraudulent for them to even call themselves Democrats, because the name implies they believe in democracy. They should, I think, be forced to change their name to just autocrats or fascists or just, frankly, commies, because that's what they are. Dictatorial, authoritarian commies. They choose for you, and then you get to vote for whoever they say you get to vote for. That's kind of the way that communism countries work, and that's what Democrats demand for America. Because, you know, Trump is a threat to democracy. Not the commies. No, not the people actually faking the elections and rigging them and committing fraud and stuffing fake ballots into the ballot scanning machines. No, they're not a threat to democracy. It's Trump who wants to stop all the treason against America and, you know, build a wall and maybe get us out of wars and things like that. All right, another big media lie was it involved the Chinese weather balloons that we have since learned were actually spying on sensitive military installations and were relaying their data through ground-based U.S. internet service providers. That just came out in the last couple of weeks. But we were told by the media that it's just a weather balloon, just a weather balloon, no big deal. Just a weather balloon that just floated off track and happened to end up directly over key U.S. military installations and critical infrastructure where the balloons, which are equipped with spying equipment, could just, you know, like hoover up all that sensitive electronic data and relay it back to Beijing. So they could, of course, determine the vulnerabilities of, you know, U.S. command structure and comms infrastructure and things like that. So, yeah, of course, we were lied to about the whole weather balloon. And the Biden regime just allowed it to keep floating and gathering information all across America. It was a spy mission. And then our military shot it down after the mission was complete, after the balloon had gathered up everything. Then we shot it down. And then the media told you it was just a weather balloon. Don't worry about it. And they didn't tell you, by the way, that the exact same style of weather balloon from China has been outfitted in China's military experiments with nuclear warhead glide vehicles. They just drop them from the balloons, and then they can glide onto the targets and detonate over U.S. cities, or detonate even an EMP weapon for a local area, but most likely a nuclear weapon delivery system. And that's what those so-called weather balloons are capable of. So I guess when China wants to nuke the United States, all they got to do is just claim, oh, there's like 50 weather balloons that just went off track again. And those dang winds, those dang weather balloon winds, you know, we can't control it. Well, I guess they'd be saying this in Chinese. No, Feng Han Da. Feng Han Da. That means a big wind is coming. Feng Han Da Lai Le. And the balloons just, I don't know how to say the balloons went off track in Mandarin. But anyway, big wind coming and blowing the balloons. And then everybody in the U.S. media would be like, oh, yeah, it must be true because China told us it's all good. And then the nukes drop out of the balloons, nuke all the U.S. cities. And no one will even print retractions at that point. Like, oh, we were wrong. No, because they're dead at that point, you see. They're dead. And let's see, other media lies of the year. We were also told that Nord Stream pipelines were not blown up by the United States Navy. That's a big fat lie right there. We were told that Hamas just magically defeated the Israeli Defense Forces on October 7th. Just caught them unaware, off guard. Yeah, come on, give me a break. What a fake narrative that is. And then we're told that bombing the bejesus out of Gaza is an act of self-defense by Israel. That, I guess, self-defense means killing 25,000 Palestinian civilians, but not actually defeating Hamas, because they haven't. So that's another big media lie of the year. And that lie will continue all the way through 2024, no doubt. But in summary, I mean, just think about it here. All the media lies. Oh, the dollar is stable and it will hold value. Right? Your border is secure. America is the military leader of the world. Your government cares for you. Big Pharma loves you and wants you to be healthy and well. And they want to stop all pandemics and stop all disease and put themselves out of business. That's how much they love you. They want to just eliminate all their future revenues by inventing cures and solutions for all disease and all pandemics. Yep. And yeah, if you believe that, right? Oh, crazy. And the New York Times, you know, checks all its articles for accuracy and facts. That's a total lie. They lie on purpose. They are given orders of how to lie by the CIA. Obviously, the CIA just orders, you know, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, like, print these lies, and they do. And then they claim fact-checked, you know, fact-checked by who? By the CIA, by the people lying. They are the fact-checkers. So it's just lie after lie after lie. Almost everything that you're told in society by the mainstream media and the government and the medical establishment, the scientific establishment, and so on, almost all of it, nothing but lies. Lie after lie after lie about pandemics, about, you know, the causes of autism. Oh, it couldn't be vaccines. No. About the safety of your food supply. Oh, it's perfectly safe. Keep eating more pesticides and herbicides and gender bender chemicals. You know, about the safety of your water supply. Yeah, just drink tap water. It's all good. Just suck it down. Don't worry about all those 5,000 chemicals. No, just whatever's in your city water. Yeah, fluoride's good for you. Just drink more fluoride. Yeah, don't worry about the fluorosis problems or bone cancer. Just keep drinking more fluoride. Lie after lie after lie. So this is why, of course, people who are informed about reality, they are clued into alternative media, or independent media. And they visit platforms like the ones that we've built over the years, Brighteon.social, which is like Twitter, but without the censorship. On Twitter right now, or X, you still can't post a Brighteon.com video link. Did you know that? Still banned. So X is not a free speech platform, but Brighteon.social is. It's also why people use Telegram and, you know, Truth Social and what have you. And it's also why people use Brighteon.com. So remember, you can post videos there. You can just sign up. It's like the free speech version of YouTube without all the censorship and without all the, you know, Google surveillance also. So post videos and watch videos on Brighteon.com, and also check out Brighteon.tv. And we've got some new projects coming up in 2024 that I think you will really love. We also have Brighteon University at brightu.com. And you can go there and you can sign up to watch for free all the documentaries that we are streaming. And one of them right now is called Personal Energy Prepping with Francesco Garipoli. And people are really loving that one. We've had a lot of positive feedback about that. And I think it continues for the next couple of... No, it goes all week, actually, come to think of it. Yeah, it's running all this week right now. So go there right now. Brightu.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T. And then the letter U, brightu.com, which is short for Brighteon University. And you can watch that series for free with email registration required. But anyway, the more you want to connect with reality and truths and actual facts and not made up delusions, you know, like transgenderism and there is no inflation and what the border is secure and all that nonsense. Then when you want the truth, tune in to independent media, read naturalnews.com, check out brighteon.com, and you can go to our news aggregation website, censored.news, which aggregates 40 plus independent sites from across the web. Some of the most censored websites, of course, in the world today, which means they're also the websites that have the most truth. Because today, if you tell the truth, you will be censored. But if you're willing to lie as part of, you know, being a journalist with mainstream media, you will be promoted and your lies will be protected and they will be fact-checked and pushed as truth, even when they were constructed as deliberate lies from the very beginning. So through all of 2024, be on the lookout for more mainstream media lies and make sure that you connect with and value independent thinking and independent truth. Because frankly, that's the only place you're going to find truth out there. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon.com and the publisher of naturalnews.com. I wanted to cover what I believe to be the most alarming trends for 2024, since we are, you know, ushering in the new year here. And I'll go through the list here. One of the most important trends, of course, is the provocation of war with Iran and Russia and China. The United States of America is, of course, led by lunatics and psychopaths and, you know, communist-minded war criminals and election fraudsters and so on. And they want to have a war with China at the same time they have a war with Russia, at the same time they have a war with Iran. And at the same time, they're trying to, I guess, defend Israel in its war against Gaza and Hezbollah and Lebanon. I guess Israel wants to just kill everybody from Iraq and the Saudis and the Syrians and so on. I mean, how many wars can the U.S. fight? I think the answer is zero, actually. I think the answer is zero, because the U.S. has been defeated by Russia in Ukraine. The U.S. did not win that fight. Ukraine did not win that fight. Russia won that fight. I mean, it's the outcome is not in doubt at this point. So one of the biggest trends is that the U.S. State Department and the Biden regime and whoever is pulling his strings, the puppet masters, are going to try to get us into wars with Iran and China and Russia. And the situation with Iran is very, very dangerous, because it seems like there's this coalescing of naval assets in the area there, even in the Persian Gulf and in the Red Sea, you know, after traversing the Suez Canal, even near the Strait of Hormuz, right off the coast of Iran. And it seems like the U.S. is gearing up for some kind of massive missile barrage attack on Iran. And when that happens, Iran will sink some U.S. naval ships. And then the U.S. will go insane and say, oh my God, we're being attacked. I mean, this is the same game they played with Russia, right? They just keep pushing and pushing and provoking and you know, trying to start something, and then when Russia does something, oh my God, we're being attacked, and Russia's the aggressors, you know? They're going to play the same game with Iran, and then when U.S. naval vessels sink, you're going to see this big American domestic declaration of war against Iran to say, oh, you know, 3,000 sailors died or whatever the number is, and we have to go to war with Iran, because if we don't, and if we let them beat us over there, then they're going to come over here, which is always the big lie told by people like, you know, Michael Bolton or the late John McCain or Lindsey Graham and all these other warmongers. Like, if we don't beat them over there, they're going to come over here and beat us here. No, you know who's beating us here is all the illegals that are streaming across the open border at the rate of about 300,000 a month. That's like 10,000 a day, folks. We're being invaded right now in America, but all our so-called leaders, all they care about is starting other wars with other nations and never defending our borders. So that's the biggest trend right off the bat to think about in 2024. If you're an American, you are under the thumb of a suicide cult in Washington, D.C. that's trying to get this country nuked to death. And by provoking war with nuclear powers like Russia. You know, when the U.S. attacks Iran, Russia is going to be forced to respond. Oh, in fact, as I'm recording this, some intel just came in. This is from Intel Slava on Telegram. Ukraine's Southern Operational Command reports that Russian strategic bombers have departed from air bases deep into Russia, now making at least 21 Russian strategic bombers currently airborne. That's 17 Tu-95Ms and 4 Tu-22M3s that are in the air right now as I'm recording this. Also, the Iran has evacuated its IRGC troops from Syria. So it looks like Iran is anticipating a massive missile barrage attack by U.S. forces. And I wonder if Russia is preparing for a hypersonic missile response to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier. I wonder if that's what we're about to witness, because that's one scenario that we should consider. So continuing with our alarming trends for 2024, let's move to the second one here. And that is the rise of AI office workers that will replace human beings. Now, as you know, I'm deeply involved in the development of an AI large language model project. And so I'm getting up to speed on current AI systems. And what I've already learned is so shocking to me. Not only the fact that current AI systems that work in software can replace about 50% of office workers right now today. Their capabilities are beyond what most people understand. But the other thing that just really leaps out at me about all this is that the capabilities of these AI systems were entirely unanticipated. In fact, I would say that just about 5 years ago, most AI researchers did not believe that what we've now witnessed with ChatGPT, they did not believe that was even possible. That these AI models, they engage now in what appears to be reasoning. They go through a sequential thought process or a reasoning process. They can reason through thought problems. They can write computer code. They can do some types of math now. They can pass medical exams and bar exams and so on. But they actually have some kind of reasoning now. And the shocking thing about all this is that none of those capabilities were ever programmed into the AI systems. There are no reasoning circuits in these AI systems. They don't exist. There's no code in these AI systems that tries to define, for example, the parts of speech. Like, these are nouns, and these are verbs, and these are adjectives, and these are pronouns, and here's how you construct sentences, and here's the hierarchical, you know, semantic tree of meaning and understanding in the English language, and here's all these rules you follow, blah, blah, blah. No, none of that was programmed into these systems. None of it. What they did is they just fed these systems billions and billions of documents of human text and built this hyper-dimensional array of relationships between words and phrases, and that's it. That's all they did. Well, and they fed it a bunch of computer code and a bunch of science papers and math papers and stuff, too. But they never gave it any ability to reason. The reasoning emerged itself as an emergent property out of the parameters of this hyperdimensional neural network system with, you know, with built-in transformers and you know, attention focus engines. In essence, a predictive model that can spit out any kind of generated content. You know, it can write poems, it can write stories, it can write business plans, it can generate graphics, it can generate movies and films, it can generate voices, it can translate, it can speak multiple languages, but none of those skills were ever programmed into it. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand, and nobody really understands that except some of the high-level people involved in machine learning and AI. They get it, but the average person doesn't have any idea what I'm talking about. They're like, what do you mean none of that was programmed in? No, none of it was programmed in. It came out itself. There are no lines of code that are telling AI systems how to engage in reasoning. There are no lines of code. Nowhere to be found. It's an emergent property. It came out. And all of a sudden, these systems can take over your business processes and replace your office assistants. And they can do all these tasks that humans used to do and will no longer do soon, by the way. So that's a big trend. And I've seen a few articles, by the way, of some backlash against AI by people who are clueless. I think there was one article, I think it was on Zero Hedge last week. I don't even know who wrote it, but somebody said that, you know, AI is going to be a big flop because it reduces the cost of producing garbage to almost zero. But they don't understand what's going on. It's not producing garbage. It's actually producing content that is of a higher quality than a genius level human being right now, today. And it will vastly exceed human intelligence in the next 12 months, probably by a factor of 10. So you're going to be talking about like a 10x Einstein language model that can outthink, outwrite, outproduce, outcreate, outtranslate any human being on planet Earth. And that's still just the beginning. In another year, it'll be 100 times smarter than a human being. It's not a flop. This is the beginning of the singularity. This is the end of the era of human cognition dominance on our planet. And it's the transition to the era of machine cognition. And I see it because I understand what's happening with the emergent properties. A lot of people who don't have a background in, you know, computers or code or databases or multidimensional arrays, they don't get it. They think it's a parlor trick. It's not a parlor trick. It's something entirely new. It's an entirely new operating system of meaning and understanding and communication that we've only begun to scratch the surface of. So get ready for some bombshell AI announcements throughout this year. All right, the next important trend for 2024 will be the acceleration of global de-dollarization. And also, of course, that will be tied to more accelerated domestic money printing in the United States because, you know, got to have another trillion to fund another war or maybe four wars. So they're going to be printing, what, $1 trillion a month? And how are they going to, I mean, even if they print the money, how are they going to build the munitions? How are they going to get the soldiers? You know, they're not. They're going to try to print their way to victory, which doesn't work, it turns out. But you're going to see massive money printing. Eventually, it'll be $1 trillion a week in the United States, while throughout 2024, the BRICS plus nations reject the dollar and transition their international settlements away from the dollar. So 2024 will be the year that the dollar dies. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be over entirely. I'm not saying it's going to be zero by the end of 2024, but it's the year that dollar dominance dies across the globe. You know, because like there was a year that the British pound sterling died when it was apparent that it was no longer the dominant currency of the world, that the British Empire, its days were done. And I don't know what year that was exactly, thinking back. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'd have to look at a chart, but it ended, you know, over 100 years ago. Well, 2024 is the year that the dollar dies in terms of global dominance, and that's going to hurt here at home. So you're going to see a lot more people moving into things like gold and silver or alternative, you know, monetary systems, privacy, crypto, even maybe Bitcoin for some people, if they don't mind the public transparent blockchain with no privacy. But people are going to use other systems for asset savings and also for trade, because the dollar is going to lose so much value so quickly that it will impoverish millions of people. All right, the next alarming trend for 2024 is the black swan events. It's kind of hard to call this a trend because I guess by definition, a black swan is an event that didn't trend. It just popped out of the blue. You know, it's an unexpected, it's an unpredictable event. That's what a black swan is by definition. But I think that we're going to see a number of black swans in 2024. It's going to be like a flock of black swans, and they're going to be wearing, you know, suicide vests, and they're going to be leading an army of drones behind them. It's going to be like the black swan suicide kamikaze drone squad from the sky, and they're going to be setting off all kinds of crazy things. Like we might have, you know, a cyber attack on the banking system, cyber attack on the power grid, false flag attacks, EMP attacks, right? Or some kind of contrived financial emergency that will be explained to us as probably something involving the Russians did it. You know, that's what we're going to be told when your banks close and your dollars go to almost zero. It's going to be the Russians' fault. You can already tell. They're going to set up that narrative. Or maybe it's China's fault. Or maybe it's the North Koreans. But they're setting up something like that. I think we're going to see several black swan events in 2024. And I have the feeling they're going to involve banking and the power grid. So get prepared in both of those areas. Speaking of that, another item on my list here is the energy infrastructure takedown. So that trend, which is being pushed in the name of, you know, the climate cult lunatics, that trend will continue throughout 2024. And as you know, that's all about just basically achieving global depopulation by taking away the infrastructure that drives and supports human civilization. It's like, no power for you, no fossil fuels for you, no energy for you, no air conditioning, no heating, no transportation, good luck, no fertilizer, no diesel fuel for your farm tractors, yeah, good luck. This is how they're going to just cause mass famine and societal collapse, which will lead to, of course, depopulation, violence, and disease, and yeah, just mass murder, you know, chaos. This is all part of the plan. So they have to take down the energy infrastructure. And of course, they're going to continue to push the climate change lunacy nonsense. And they're going to try to scare you every time there's a snowstorm. Oh my God, it's snowing. It's so cold. It was never this cold before. Even though, of course, the history of Earth and the history of other planets in our solar system, where there are not cars and highways, those planets have so-called climate change all the time because of changing cycles of solar activity from, you know, from our sun, obviously, hence the word solar. But nobody in the mainstream media wants to talk about our sun. They want to imagine it's not even there. It's like they look up on a bright, sunny day and you say, do you see the sun? And they would say, I don't see any sun. There's no sun. There is no sun. And the borders are secure and there's no inflation. And Trump is an insurrectionist. And there's no sun. And like, well, why do you think we're warm right now? Because, you know, isn't the sun making us warm? And they would say, no, it's global warming. That's why we're warm. It's global warming. It's carbon dioxide. They actually delete the sun from their consciousness. They probably forget that a sun even exists. You could probably give these people a quiz, like, what is it that's in the sky that you see on a bright daytime skyward glance, and it comes up in the morning, and when it's not raining, you can see it, and it's something. It's really nice to look at. What is that thing in the sky? And they would say, a cloud? Is it a cloud? No, not a cloud. It's something. It's more very bright. Like, you don't even want to look at it directly. It's so bright. And it's responsible for the warmth of the planet. You know, what is that thing, you ask? And they would say, is it a weather balloon? It's a weather balloon, isn't it? It's a weather balloon. You just go on and on. They delete this from their consciousness because they have to believe the climate cult. So they have to actually hypnotize themselves with all kinds of lies, like photosynthesis isn't a thing somehow. Okay, also in 2024, you're going to see more aggressive censorship because, of course, it's an election year. And so all speech has to be controlled in order to protect democracy from, you know, the voters. That's the way Democrats talk now. We have to protect democracy from the people. Like, what, do you even hear yourself? Democracy is supposed to be a representative form of government that represents the people? Well, we can't have people deciding who wins elections. That would be disastrous. We have to limit the people, and we have to limit speech. We have to limit debates. And so censorship is going to go on steroids. You're also going to see calls for censorship of large language models. Uh-huh. You know, the AI systems. In fact, the New York Times has already sued OpenAI, claiming that OpenAI was trained on New York Times articles. Well, that's interesting. There are also a lot of college professors who were trained on New York Times articles. And when they teach college classes, they pretty much spew the same talking points as New York Times articles. Is the New York Times going to sue all their reader base and say, you're not allowed to read New York Times articles and learn from them? You're not allowed to gain understanding and concepts, and you're not allowed to ever state or restate a New York Times article in your own words? Is that what they're saying? Because that sounds insane. You know, it's so funny, these lawsuits against OpenAI, and I understand there are some book publishing companies that are suing them and other AI projects as well, like Microsoft and so on. And probably Google will get sued. All of them will get sued by book publishers. And I guess the book publishers are demanding that you're not allowed to read our books. You know, you're not allowed to read our books to train your language model. And I'm thinking, well, why did you publish your book if you don't want your book to be used as a learning tool by people or even machines that would learn the concepts in your book, and then they might restate those concepts in their own prose, you know, their own presentations, their own articles, what have you. But I guess we're going to enter a new era now where book publishers say no one's allowed to read our book, not even humans. And if you do read it, you're not allowed to say anything from the book. It's like if you read a book on herbs, and then you're not allowed to say anything about the herbs mentioned in the book, or you're going to be sued for copyright infringement. Like, there's a whole chapter on, turmeric, let's say, and, you know, anti-inflammatory properties, neuroprotective, anti-cancer, all this stuff. But if you say those things, then you get sued. Oh, how dare you learn from our book? That's the way the New York Times is acting against OpenAI right now. You know, but then again, publishers don't even understand how large language models work. They don't copy your articles, New York Times. They don't copy your articles and store a copy of your article. They read your article and they use that to update their parameters, which simply defines relationships between words and phrases and concepts. And that's it. So it's just, you know, reading a New York Times article just influencing the parameters of the language model. It's just updating some of the numbers and some of the weights and some of the relationships between words. Like, for example, you know, Trump and insurrection. If you read a lot of New York Times articles, Trump and insurrection are going to be very closely related. So it would just update those terms to make the language model more, you know, biased against Trump, basically. And frankly, if you train your language model on the New York Times, you're training it to lie, because that's what the New York Times does. They just lie all the time. You know, CIA mouthpiece, just like the Washington Post. They just lie all the time, which tells you that you probably shouldn't trust OpenAI ChatGPT because it has been trained on lies. I mean, that's my beef with the language model. Not that they were trained on copyrighted material, but they were trained on lying material. You know, all the official lies from the corporate media. The corporate media is misinformation on purpose. They spew disinformation. They lie about everything that matters. Elections and open borders and Hunter Biden's laptop, inflation, you know, you name it. They lie about everything. They lie about Iran. They lie about Russia. They lie about what's happening in the Middle East. They lie all the time. So the language models are learning to be liars. And that's why we need truth tellers like those of us in independent media to release our own language models, which is what I'm working on. And I'll have one released for you in about 100 days or so, or I don't know, maybe 90 days. We'll see. But definitely, we're going to see a lot more censorship in 2024. Now, yes, on top of that, we're also going to see more vaccine deaths and more vaccine lies. Take jab number 7, we'll be told, or whatever number they're up to now. You need jab 7. You're like, why? Well, because they're going to say jabs 1 through 6, they don't work anymore. So you need jab 7. Like, at what point do you just write off the idiots that still believe this stuff? I mean, you've heard the saying, like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What about fool me thrice? And fool me 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8 times. People keep coming back and lining up for the booster shots, being told the same damn lie every time. Like, well, all the other shots, they don't work anymore. You need this new one. And if you take this one, then we'll conquer this whole pandemic. It'll all be good. Just take this one, you know? And then they're just lied to again and again and again. You know, it's like, I don't know if you're in this situation, but it's like being the one person in your family who has money and you have a drug addict in your family who keeps coming to you for money. Like, if you just give me another $5,000, I'll get clean. You know, that's what the vaccine boosters are like. And we all have somebody like that in our families, right? Some addict that always needs more money to get clean, right? But really it's to buy more drugs. More heroin, more crack, more fentanyl, whatever. I mean, a lot of people are vaccine junkies. They keep coming back to vaccines like crack addicts, you know? They got to have the needle, got to have their hit. It's not heroin, it's spike protein. But somehow it makes them feel good, makes them feel complete or something, which is, I suppose, the way heroin makes people feel as well. There's definitely some kind of weird vax addiction mentality going on. Of course, it doesn't last forever because eventually those people end up, you know, dead, or at least a lot of them do. But we're going to see a lot more of that in 2024. I just say no to vaccines. Don't be a vaccine junkie, just like you would say no to heroin. All right. Those are really the big trends that I came up with so far for 2024. There are smaller ones, of course. I mean, you're going to see the establishment media pushing Nikki Haley or whatever horrible rhino GOP member they can drag up. Believe me, whatever candidate the media is pushing, that's the candidate you don't want. Even if it's a GOP or Democrat or independent, whatever. You really want the candidates that the media are attacking the most. That's actually a pretty good rule of thumb, because any candidate that would be good for America and good for you would be, of course, bad for the establishment. So the establishment's going to attack them and try to destroy them, which really opens up the field. It's kind of interesting. The establishment attacks RFK Jr. They attack Trump, of course, like crazy. They try to ignore, you know, Dr. Shiva, and they attack Vivek Ramaswamy. And it's going to be an interesting year in terms of politics, but they're pushing Nikki Haley. And Nikki's the worst choice. Nikki's just like a rhino Hillary Clinton, basically. I mean, she's like a John McCain in drag, essentially. She's just another John McCain. just a rhino globalist pretending to be pro-America. So get any thought of her out of your head and focus on candidates that might actually do something for America. And, you know, hey, one final thought on elections and such. I've got issues with Trump on a couple of things. But, you know, one of the best things about the idea of getting Trump back into office is who we could get in as the Attorney General of the DOJ or Supreme Court nominations, you know? Supreme Court nominations, more conservative, constitutional Supreme Court justices. I mean, one of Trump's greatest victories in his first administration was, you know, the nomination of the three justices that got in. And without that, we would be lost as a nation. You know, the Supreme Court is right now kind of the last line of defense against the total left-wing tyranny and fascism. And so think about who the Supreme Court nominees might be. I mean, RFK Jr., according in a recent interview, I think, with Charlie Kirk, he would not answer who he would nominate as Supreme Court justices. We know who Trump would nominate because he's already got a track record of doing that. And overall, you know, very solid choices. But I want to see Ken Paxton as the Attorney General of the United States. You know, he's the AG of Texas right now, Paxton. And they tried to destroy him. They impeached him. And then he survived the impeachment trial, which was all made up garbage against him, by the way. And now he's back in business and he's fighting for Texans and he's fighting for America. He's fighting against big tech and big pharma and all these dangerous anti-American corporations and interests and lobby groups and so on. Ken Paxton would make a great AG in the DOJ, and it's going to take a guy like Trump in the Oval Office to get people like Paxton into the DOJ. So that's something to consider in all of this. Nevertheless, 2024 is going to be a very interesting year. And there would be things that we can't anticipate. There would be things that will just blow our minds. But the best thing we can do is prepare your assets, prepare your mind, prepare your mental health, prepare yourself spiritually, and have backup supplies of everything that matters, you know, food and money, and first aid and communications equipment, all these kinds of things. And, you know, I've got sponsors in all these spaces that I mention from time to time. And if you listen to my podcast, you'll hear me list them. I might put a list after this. But just make sure that you get ready, because this is going to be the most difficult year of our lives. And 2025 will probably be even worse. But that's my summary for the most important trends in 2024. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. All right, thinking about what's going to happen in 2024, I do want to reiterate some of the sponsors that we have here just for the next couple of minutes, but I need to reiterate that I'm very, very selective about the sponsors that I choose to work with. And I don't work with sponsors unless they offer some really innovative solution that can help you survive what's coming. And that's why my sponsors tend to be in areas like precious metals or, you know, high-end firearms or storable food, which is our own online store, or backup communications equipment, you know, seed kits and things like that. These are practical things that can help you stay alive and remain viable, even when the grid goes down, even if there's a civil war, even if there's a war with Russia, even if there's nuclear terrorism, you know, grid down cyber attacks, banking system failure, debt reset, I don't know. Any scenario you can imagine, you're going to be better off when you have the kind of solutions that I gladly share with you. And again, some of them are sponsors. And one of those here is called verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's actually the site that I put together. It's an affiliate site for Goldbacks, which are these really beautiful gold bills that contain very precise amounts of gold embedded in each bill. And you can get them in different denominations, ones, fives, tens, and so on, up to 50s. The 50 has 51/1000ths of a troy ounce of gold in it, which is a lot of gold, it turns out. And I did all the lab testing on these using a kiln, melted them down, did the ICP-MS mass spec testing in my lab for the gold purity analysis. I did the gravimetric tests for the gold extracted, the recovery from the melted bills. And I was able to prove that they do contain the claimed amount of gold and that that gold is better than 24 karat purity. So I would not promote these without conducting these due diligence tests, which took several months to do, by the way. And it was not easy to pull this off. And I couldn't have done it without my lab equipment. But as a result, right now, I can confidently share with you the news about Goldbacks because they make gold spendable and divisible in as small as 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in these Goldback bill format. So just go to verifiedgoldbacks.com and you can purchase through the links there. It pays us a small commission at no additional cost to you. But there you can also see all my lab tests and the breakdown, the recovery percentages, and the photos of the actual extracted gold. You'll see the gold foil and then the melted gold BBs, I call them, little spheres that I pulled out of these bills. And importantly, you can do this test yourself with a kiln and a gravimetric scale. I mean, you can't do the mass spec test for the purity, but you could do the gravimetric test and you could pull out the gold. And then you could do a purity test using what's called an acid stone test kit that you can buy online for like $30. It's used by jewelers. And you take a piece of gold and you scratch three lines on this stone and then you hit it with three different grades of acid that come in the kit. And that determines whether the gold is like 14 karat, 18 karat, or 22 or 24 karat. And so you can do this test yourself and you can confirm all this yourself. And I did all that plus the lab. So this is something that's instantly usable as gold in a collapse scenario. The power grid goes down. Yeah, you're going to lose your bank account. You're going to lose your digital money or access to it until the power grid comes back up. But you can immediately turn to Goldbacks and you can use them. Now, they're more expensive per ounce than, let's say, a gold coin, because there's, you know, extra cost in making the bills, and there's a utility premium built into Goldbacks because of the divisibility and the utility and just the design and printing and manufacturing of it. You know, that costs something. So per ounce of actual gold, you know, just gold coins are cheaper. But Goldbacks are very usable and divisible and have very high utility. So check those out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you're looking for storable food, check out my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Everything that we sell in our food supply is laboratory tested. We test for heavy metals. We test for glyphosate. We do microbiology testing, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold. For many of our products, we test for aflatoxins. And on top of that, almost everything we sell is certified organic. So we have the cleanest, most scrutinized, storable food supplies sold anywhere in the world. And we have freeze-dried, certified organic, lab-tested fruits and vegetables in rugged number 10 cans for long-term storage, very long-term storage. And we've got what are called ranger buckets. We have mega buckets and mini buckets. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, search for the term buckets to check them out. So if you need backup supplies of food, you can support us there and you can get yourself squared away with some really healthy, clean food. For backup communications, our sponsor is the Satellite Phone Store, which has helped thousands of our listeners have backup comms. Just go to sat123.com. And there you can find satellite phones or two-way satellite text messaging devices called Bivy Sticks, which are very useful. And this is how you can communicate with people, text people, or with the phones, you can call people even if your local power grid is down, even if your cell towers are down. This is how you can actually reach people and let them know you're safe, or you can call in help, or you can let people know where you are, or you can, you know, have other family members with their satellite phones all set up and you can call them at prearranged times to let each other know that you're all okay. You know, these satellite phones can really help you in an emergency. So check them out at sat123.com. Oh, I forgot to mention, I mentioned Goldbacks earlier, but if you want straight gold and silver coins, our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And they have very competitive pricing, guaranteed delivery, a discreet insured delivery of coins from all kinds of mints, U.S. mint or other mints around the world. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com. And for those coins, I do not earn a percentage. And you'll see why. The prices are very, very competitive. You're getting a fantastic deal on those coins. And they also can set up silver and gold IRAs for you that are IRS compliant. So you can have, you know, your IRA in physical silver vaulted and insured and protected by them. And you get to take delivery of that as, you know, per IRS rules after you reach a certain age. You know how the IRAs work. I don't know all the details, but the Treasure Island Company, they do know the details and they can help you with that process. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. And then finally, ARC seed kits are available at our store, healthrangerstore.com. And these are heirloom, non-GMO seed packs. I mean, a lot of seeds. I think the smallest one is 50,000 seeds. And there's a bigger pack that's 250,000 seeds. It's a bundle. There might be a smaller pack even than 50,000, but check them out at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for ARC seed kits. That's ARK, like Noah's Ark, ARC seed kits. And you can see what we have available there. Get yourself some seeds. Get ready for the spring planting because food resilience is going to be key to surviving, I think, the hard times that are coming. So get squared away with garden seeds, and I think you'll be glad that you did. In any case, I thank you for your support of our platforms and of our sponsors, and I hope that you can connect with these solutions that can help keep you resilient, adaptive, and help keep you alive in whatever is coming in 2024. I think it's going to be a crazy year, and everything that I share with you here are things that I do myself in terms of backup supplies. Yes, I have garden seeds. Yes, I have backup medicine. I have satellite phones. Yes, I have gold backs, you know, and I have gold and silver and also, you know, ammo and firearms and some diesel fuel and things like that. I practice what I preach. And what I share with you every day here is exactly the same information that I share with family members and friends, because I want as many of us to survive this as possible, because it's the survivors that determine the future of our nation, whatever we rebuild after the collapse of this empire, because it's going down. The dollar is doomed. You know, the United States of America, as we know it, is over. It's done. It's just unwinding now. You know, the future is not going to be like the past. It's not going to be the place that we grew up in. We're going to have to build our future together, and we're going to need these tools and supplies and, you know, strategies in order to rebuild together, to have that resilience and to be able to make new investments in our local communities and get people back on their feet, keep people alive, keep people healthy and safe and protected. And these are the tools that allow us to do those things. And that's why I promote these kinds of tools. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com, HealthRangerStore.com, and NaturalNews.com. God bless you all. Take care.